We were talking in the last segment about rain and just how wet was it. Well, since October 1st, Sky Harbor International has received nearly double the amount of rainfall than normal. And Flagstaff received its heaviest snow day on record with nearly 40 inches.
In one day.
In one day.
Yeah.
And then there was a headline shortly after that. Does a wet winter mean more bugs?
Duh.
Duh. Wet means more of everything. Everything that lives needs water. So when you have more of it, you've got more of everything, including weeds.
Going back to Flagstaff, Snowbowl has announced they are going to extend the season through May, maybe the second week of May. You realize they've got an 80-inch base right now?
Wow.
That's amazing. And I know they make snow, so they can kind of add to it if need be and groom it correctly and all that. But that's just mind-boggling.
But that's great. I mean, that's going to give us snow melt runoff for, you know, into June easily, if not later. But with that said, yes, the wetter season means more bugs. So make sure your weeds are down. Make sure you mow your lawn a little bit shorter than maybe you normally like to. Make sure your trash piles of debris and landscape debris are cleaned up. Don't give them a place to breed and grow, or they will. And we have a number of great articles in our DIY database at rosieonthehouse.com under the Homeowner Resources Do-It-Yourself Database. The category is Extermination and Pest Control, and it breaks down by insects, how to address them, how to get rid of them. Crickets is our most popular one, and then we've also got great certified pest control companies throughout the state if you need a regular service. I never thought I was going to be one that was going to have a regular bug guy, but when we found scorpions by the baby crib 5 years
ago. That's a game changer.
hasn't changed. Uh-huh. You hear us often talking about the labor and the need for skilled labor. Something short-term that the Arizona legislation did recently was SB 1401, which reduced restrictions for licensing for people that maybe have a trade that they were already performing and licensed in another state. It allows them to then come into the state and start performing their trade without a lot of the fees and licensing. And I know a lot of licensed businesses didn't necessarily like that because they had to go through it. Well, this didn't really say they don't have to. This just helps them get working faster to fill in that labor gap. And I think that's going to be definitely make an impact in the short term, but it doesn't do anything in the long term with training the next generation that we need of skills. You've got West Tech High School, great resource for anybody looking to get in the trades. That's East Valley Institute of Technology is a great resource for training into the trades. There's West Tech, I've heard, has a great reputation. I've seen two campus locations go up throughout, one by the Glendale Airport and one at Grand and Dysart. And I've been wanting to look into them a little bit more because they tout themselves as, you know, trade trainers. And it's a great way to make a living. There's nothing wrong with college, but let's be honest, college isn't right for everybody.
Yeah, and if you don't know what you want to do in college, there's no reason for you to spend $100,000 and be in debt.
Or go get an education that doesn't warrant a career in the real world that will ever be used for.
Yeah, extensive basket weaving. I don't think that's going to work out that much. But yeah, I mean, you can.
Or use the trades to pay for your college so you don't have the student debt starting off life. You know, so what if it's not in 4 years? You know, maybe it takes you 6 or 8. Or like you said, you don't know what you want to do. Go into the trades for a period of time till you figure out what you want to do. I can tell you when I came out of high school, I couldn't have told you what career path I was going to take or what business I was going to be into or anything like that. So it's a start, being able to let skilled people from other states come in and get to work faster, but we've got to still figure out how to get shop back into the schools, I think, is the biggest thing we can do.
Right, and of course, Mike Rowe of the Dirty Jobs Show, he's been banging that drum for many, many years with his programs, trying to get people interested in a skill.
He has, and we've got to somehow all come together because you've got the Farm Bureau is looking for their labor, you've got trades are looking for their labor, you've got mechanics looking for their labor, and they're all fighting in that same pool, where if they came together and promoted the future that you could have in these trades, it could promote more people into the skilled labor industry and increase the number of candidates that you have for labor instead of all fighting for the same small resource we have. So I don't have the answer. We're looking for the answer. Our partners are looking to us for the answers. Our homeowners are looking to us for answers when they need a contractor that to provide the work, and they call our guys and they're like, well, we're 6 weeks booked out. Why I need someone today? Well, if you want a skilled labor, it's going to take you 6 weeks. So everyone's looking for an answer. We don't have it. I think somehow it has to start with getting shot back into school. So anyway, have a great program coming up next hour, wrapping up our entire month on hard surfaces. We've got Vaughn Payne with East Valley Floors talking countertops, well, talking flooring, hard surfaces, and this new WPSFTPM. I don't know. There's a lot of acronyms. We'll get them all covered here in the next hour. Rosie on the House.